Welcome to the Dwizzle Nation podcast, discussing music, movies, sports, and pop culture.
I know you're feeling this right now. That is hip-hop circles, the man known as Bob James, one of the most sampled artists in the game right now, in the hip-hop game. Welcome back, everybody. Doing another podcast. I've been away for about 2-3 weeks, probably closer to 3 weeks than anything. Let's just say it's kind of hard to do a podcast when you got a regular gig. I do have subject matter to talk about, so never fear, we got some things to pop off right now. Clearly, we're going to keeping in the spirit of hip-hop by opening it up with Bob James, and we're going to close it out with one of the songs that he's actually sampled in the past. Some of you might know it. I haven't actually decided what I'm going to put on the end, but we'll get to it. But I'm going to get into some other things. Today is Super Bowl Sunday, and once again, we're on the precipice of greatness right now. We have the GOAT, the undisputed GOAT, if you ask me. Tom Brady going against Pat Mahomes, the anointed successor to Tom Brady's greatness. Mr. Mahomes, if you want to achieve GOAT status, this will help get you there quicker. But if you can't beat a 43-year-old Tom Brady, it's going to be that much harder for you to achieve that goal. Understand that Tom Brady could easily be 9-0 in Super Bowls. Very easily. Okay? He's lost three of them. Now, don't get me wrong. On the flip side, he could very easily have gone 0-9. Okay? He was a hair away from not being able to go to that last Super Bowl, would it be the Rams? And Mr. Mahomes would have actually been there. So keep that in mind. But remember, just remember one thing is, for those of you who want to claim luck, luck is when preparation meets opportunity. And Tom Brady has definitely taken advantage of the opportunities when luck has actually gone his way. So I'm not going to take anything away from that man. But I'm not going to lie, I hate him. I hate him like I do Jordan. Kept my team from winning championships a couple of years. And then he just kept on winning and winning and winning. But nonetheless, that's what we're going on. I might do an after show if I'm still up to it. But right now, we're going to get into some other things right now. I'm going to get into some reviews. For those of you who are the Game of Thrones fans, George Martin evidently has supposedly wrote about over hundreds of pages worth of that next Winds of Winter book. George, just finish the damn thing, man. You haven't written a book. You haven't written a book since I've moved out to Long Island, I think. It might even be longer than that, man. What the fuck you waiting for? Come out with the damn books. That's why we were left with those subpar seasons of Game of Thrones, because you didn't come out with nothing. Cut that shit out. Okay. However, we are looking forward to that House of the Dragon series. And for those of you who are real Game of Thrones fans, I mean, deep, deep rooted Game of Thrones and Edge fans, excuse me, Game of Thrones fans, they're coming out with the Dunk and Egg live action series, HBO. Okay? Now, once again, we're faced with a similar dilemma in the fact that George Martin still has several books to finish. But that's going to be something fun. That's going to be something fun. And I think in a lot of ways, it might be better than the House of the Dragon. So that's something that you guys can look forward to. Definitely go check that out. Just recently, let's transition back because I wanted to give out plugs. Sorry, I don't have an outline for this, so I'm a little bit disorganized. I just got my Hush Plug sweatshirt and hat. Hush plug. Go check that out, man. That's my young nephew doing it big. It's a nice little graphic tease. He does the designs on it himself. Once again, keep in mind, I'm going to keep harping on this. These young dudes know how to come out and make money. We need to start paying attention to how they're doing it. Just remember, go to the Hush plug. Go look them up on Instagram and all these other social media sites that you people fuck with. You know, go check them out or check out my niece. She's a graphic designer, DF Graphics. Go check her out on Instagram. She's, you know, very talented as well. See how we keep that in the family. Sorry for the background. I think that's they plowing the snow out in the streets. I can't do nothing about that. Also, D. Meddy, one of my co-hosts out here, doing the music thing and doing it big time. You know, I just can't say enough about, you know, what this kid is doing out here. Remaining true to the game and putting out quality work. Now, I'm not just saying that because he actually put me in one of the songs. You know, the kid is really good. And very proud of all the work that he's done. Also, he has going to be doing a collaboration with the Hush Plug Man, Pop Ferrari. They're going to be combining. It's got a long time coming. So we want to show honor and appreciation to them young cats. If you get a chance, when they finally come out, D. Meddy, let me see. He's got a song called Uncertain Summer. Another one called Destroy or Rebuild series, I believe. I don't know, you know, but you can check him out at D Meddy on Instagram and any other social platforms out there. So now we're gonna come back to some TV series that I've been checking out. Let's get into that whole Bridgerton thing. You know, I didn't think I was gonna like it. I thought it was gonna be corny. But I gotta admit, man, Bridgerton was the shit. Okay, now it's set in England, and I forgot during which times, which period it was. But it's an ensemble cast, and it's of mixed race. It's interesting. It's fun in the way that Hamilton is. You know, I guess they pick the actors regardless of race. Now, don't get me wrong, I think that, and I feel this way on both sides, okay, when race is an important part of the character's identity, you shouldn't change the race, okay? So, you could have a black Wolverine, okay? Let's say you got a black Wolverine, all right? But you cannot have a white Black Panther. The reason being is that because he is the freaking king of an African nation. Okay? That's why race is important. On the flip side, when they had Idris Elba playing that Norse god, that was a stretch. Now, unless you tell me that in Norse mythology that the physical description of that character, the name of the character slips my name, so forgive me on that. You shouldn't have had Idris Elba in there, you know? It just seems like you was just sticking somebody in there for the sake of claiming you were diverse. But in this particular series, they blurred the lines. It was interesting. It was fun to watch. It kept you interested. Definitely check that out. No spoilers here. Not going to do that. But definitely go check out Bridgerton. It definitely exceeded the expectations I had from it. I just thought it was just going to be some series I was going to watch with my wife, you know, I was going to be in a room while she watched it, but it didn't turn out that way. It was something that we were looking forward to, and it was definitely glad I got into it. Looking forward to season two. Now let's get into a Denzel movie. My man Denzel. This movie called Little Things. If you can, whatever you do, motherfuckers, y'all better make sure that y'all do not see this fucking trash. Oh my God. You have three Academy... How could you possibly have three Academy Award winners and this movie be such fucking trifling garbage. It was the stupidest shit I've ever seen. It really was. Okay? I mean, it's oh my God. It's about, you think that the movie is about them trying to catch a serial killer, but it doesn't turn out to be. What you think is a side plot is actually the main plot. So that's all I want to do without giving spoilers. I mean, definitely watch it if you want to come back and you want to give me your opinion. You will maybe want to debate it. But that shit was garbage, man. Denzel, you got to do better than this shit. Who the fuck put you in this shit, man? Jared Leto? All right. And who was the other boy? What was his name? Rami Malek. I think that's his name. The dude that played Freddie Mercury. There is nothing to like. I didn't like it, man. I didn't like it, and you guys are going to be mad at the end of the movie. Okay? And we had a friend kind of like explain, you know? Explain in the sense, now this is my opinion, is that because she was a Denzel fan, she really wanted to like the movie, and she went around this roundabout sort of way explaining this. And this is my opinion. I feel this way about the most recent Star Wars trilogy. If you have to go out of your way to go in circles and give long and detailed explanations that I couldn't figure out on my own when I watched it the first time, then the shit was whack, man. The shit was fucking straight up whack. There's nothing else I can say, man. Don't waste your fucking time. Don't go see that shit. Then, what was the other one? Cutthroat City. Cutthroat City was cool, but the end of the movie didn't make no damn sense, man. It's like, did this happen? Did it really happen? They showed multiple endings, but they left it, I guess they left it up to the viewer. It's basically based on New Orleans and how things went sideways after Hurricane Katrina. You know, shit got fucked up. And I guess certain elements of the city were corrupt. And, you know, they were basically doing gentrification, da-da-da-da-da, all this other shit. And some guys decided to go, you know, commit a robbery. And they got in bad with this criminal played by T.I. And it was... The movie, like I said, the movie kept me entertained up until the end where they basically gave multiple endings and you're like, yo, what the fuck just happened? Now, the movie was a step up after watching that garbage from fucking Denzel because I think we watched it immediately afterwards, but damn, man, y'all got to do a better job than that shit. I wasn't feeling that, man. Let me know what y'all think. And the next one is Malcolm and Marie, which... The movie turned out to be not what I thought it would be, but it was enough to keep me interested and just keep me watching to the end. Zendaya was in it along with John David Washington. Zendaya is a very beautiful young woman, but she got to like eat a hamburger or something. Now, listen, I'm not fat shaming or skinny shaming or whatever you want to call it, man, but I can't, nah, man. Mm-mm. Nah, and I ain't gonna do it, man. At all. You got to eat. Or lift some weights. Or do some squats or something. I mean, I'm impressed with the flat stomach, but jeez. But anyway, you're still beautiful, girl. I'll acknowledge that. John David Washington, I can't help, man. The guy's... To me, he doesn't look anything like Denzel. Maybe it's the beard. Maybe he just naturally took after his mom. But the voice is... Without a doubt, that is the kicker right there. That's that man's son. He played a pretty good role in there. And I let, you know, it wound up being a movie where there were only two actors in the movie. And they basically argue for freaking 2 hours, you know. But definitely you should watch it as a couple. If you have a significant other, go check it out. You might wind up seeing yourselves in how you... debate and argue and disagree and how you don't listen to others, you know? So definitely check that out. Like, I know me and my wife, we definitely saw some similarities in there and how we go about discussing. I think it was definitely something worth talking to. As it pertains to that, people, just remember one thing, especially to the people that you care about and love. Listen to this. I heard this from the great Montel Williams, believe it or not. And that is, speak without offending and listen without defending. So in other words, yeah, speak your mind. Say what you got to say. But don't do it in such a way where you're going to cause damage or you're looking to cause damage when you with your words. Words are a very powerful thing. Okay? Words are the one thing that can hurt you without actually physically touching you. And that's a very powerful thing right there. Very, very huge influence that words have. Now, listen without defending. You have to be willing to listen to what someone has to tell you without taking offense and feel like you have to defend yourself, because that's not necessarily the case. If you can take that, once again, speak without offending, listen without defending, I think communication will go a long way. So, you know, that's beautiful right there. Okay. So once again, those are my three. Those are the reviews that we went for. We got Bridgerton, which I loved. We have The Little Things with Denzel Washington on Netflix. Trash. We got Cutthroat City. The ending was extremely disappointing. And we have Malcolm and Marie, which it wasn't what I expected to be. But the best way to describe it is that it's not necessarily a movie. It's a film, if you know what I'm saying. So that's where we're at with that. Okay. So we're definitely going to be moving forward. I wanted to put out a little something here for today, because it's been a while that I haven't actually put any content out, and I'm trying to just get this thing popping. You know, we definitely got this blizzard here. I hate this shit. Man, I can't wait to get the hell out of New York, man. This is ridiculous with this damn snow. Okay. Texas, definitely thinking about Texas. I got family out there, and as long as I'm warm weather and family, I'm good, man. I'm good, because after 7 years, I'm not lifting a finger to do a damn thing, okay? But I don't know, but this is not working for me right here, man, with this snow, man. This is ridiculous. So, once again, just want to give a shout out. Once again, definitely give a shout out to Process DeMel. I've been checking out his work. And I'm looking forward to that. I could actually do a podcast along with my co-host. That's going to be fun. Matt Ware, I'm trying to find a way to fit you in so that the work schedules are not in conflict and we could actually get it talking and get it popping on some subjects out here. If you want to reach me, okay, hit me up on dwizzlerock@gmail.com. All right? For the rest of y'all, I know you got your W-2s and all that other nonsense. Make sure you file them taxes. Don't wait till the last minute, man. That's not going to work. I'm going to go sit and relax, try to be a little bit creative in the household right now. And go get me some lunch. You know, lament how much snow I'm going to have to shovel later on. But in the meantime, this has been the Dwizzle Nation Podcast. We out, people. Till next time.
Say peace to cats who rock Mac, knowledge, street astrologists, light up the mic, guard knives, the fly joints, the character points, Corolla, Motorola, holer, player guard, he pack over the shoulder, chrome tanks, play it like Yanks, check the franchise, front on my guys, my enterprise, splash many lives, propeller fakes like reflectors, he has sugar in his ear in his last crack career, we can can him, manhandle him, if you wanna run in his cribbo, get ditto, skate like a limo, and jet to the fly's estate, relate, take a break, break down the ape and then wait, drop it like Drake. Thugs, they be bowing and screwing. We canoeing, claim they doing the same shit we doing. Fuck your union, it's the same style. Riz the trainer boy, jump the turnstile. On the alley, try to challenge guard for the new bouts. Especially that aluminum bat in the act. Relax, laid back, sell a grenade a day. It pays black. The Mac 10 flex, white cats like Windex. Index, finger be sore, busting these fly scraps. The Wally can't count, crazily grins. Provide plans, laying with my bitches and my mans. And Lex lands, we losing them. Jet to the stash, and now Jerusalem, abusing them. Rocking his jewels like we using them. Low pro. Star, seven thick waves, rock polar, roll with the older guard, build with the sun and the stars.
Start realizing
Baseball hat, doing forever shit like pissing out the window on turnpikes, robbing niggas for levis, like swiping on dirt bike, bushy mellow like Von Harper, radio barber, murder sleepaway camp, the fly lady champ, the arsonist, who burn with his pen regardless, slaying all these earthlings and fake foreigners, in the Philippines, pick herbal bees, bubbling strings, buy a chemical cream, we burn kerosene, the conviction of my tape is rape wicked like Nixon, blonde heads inscriptions with 3 6s and kiss the pyramid, experiment with high explosive, I slap box with Jesus, lick shot to Joseph, zooming like binoculars, the rap racksmith, money's Rolex was rockless, chef rack top spotless, I'm Iron Man, no decash metal, I'm still alloy, true identity hitting inside, secret tabloids, breathe oxygen, both sides of my jaw carry oxygen, to track it like a bangers in 100-wide boxes, no jostling, these cash for a little JP Delian, sip Irish spice out of weed Delians.
Rhymes like retail, make sure shit sell, but where we at, number man?
Bills, my gold plate, my slang kills my best bills. What up, Lils? Murder one done. Killer bee stung. Guess who back home, son? My technique is slang can't one. Third platoon soon. Cristal bottles, cages of boom. Poppy wardrobe, the man had a big dick style. Beware goons, smuggle balloons, Lorna dunes and fat pussy wounds. Let the guards build, pull the grill. Check out the man skills, top secret technique. Too hard for you to peep it and keep it. Tiki style of rap and watch, I'm not gonna slang sweep it. Out of order, take me quarter, can't record my slaughter. Spoiled the rotten donor, too good to be forgotten. Hot top notch, borderline rhymes. It's Hancock 96. My ill sound class is still hot. Get yourself shot.